Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Sparring Partner. A boxer derives the greatest advantage from his sparring partner, and my accuser is my sparring partner. He trains me in patience, civility, and even temper. Epictetus. An inevitable part of life is that we have to deal with difficult people, and we can choose to be annoyed or frustrated with them and make decisions based upon how we feel, or we can choose to deal with them in such a way that we don't lose our cool and remain in control. When we lose our cool, we are much more easily manipulated because we have put the control of our emotions into someone else's hands. We often make bad decisions as they are far too often driven by emotions rather than by thoughtful contemplation. And we can look at these situations as an annoyance that has to be dealt with, or we can decide these situations are a chance for us to practice our skills as a Stoic and to remain even-tempered and to be a better person. And it's not an easy thing to do. If someone is really trying to push your buttons, it's really a challenge not to sink to their level and push right back. But if you could see each situation as just another opportunity for you to exercise those muscles, how much more relaxed and chill could you be in the heat of the moment? And if you could develop the skill to remain calm and keep an even keel in any situation, how much better would your choices be? How much more useful to those around you would you be in stressful situations? In the movie The Matrix, there's a great example of this. Keanu Reeves' character Neo, in the heat of battle with his prime enemy, is where he learns to see the framework of the reality around him. It's like he's able to take a step back and see things from a totally different perspective that others are unable to see. And this gives him the ability to defend himself against any attacks by the enemy agents. And while they're struggling to throw everything they can at him, he remains very calm and easily repels anything that they send his way. The next time you have to deal with a difficult person, rather than looking at them as an annoyance to fight against, or as an enemy, look at them as a chance to practice being a good Stoic, and see how calm and even-tempered you can be. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.